Hi everyone, we are here today on Getaway Radio with our team, Enora, Elodie and Iman, and myself, your host Aga. We have today a special guest who comes from Mexico. So introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Luis Miguel and I'm from Mexico. I'm 20 years old.
Hey Luis Miguel, how long have you been here?
I was in Vichy for 1 month and I'm in Rennes since September.
Oh, cool. Did you find your place in France?
I never tried to feel home in France because I know that I have to go back to Mexico, so... That's it.
Okay. Why did you choose France? Why did you choose to come to France?
Because I really love the language of this country, and I think France had a high level of education.
And you have been studying French before?
Yes. For 2 years.
Okay.
So, Miguel, is there some facts which surprise you or that you find funny here?
Yes. In France, all the magazines are closed on Sunday. And in my country, it's not like that. And you eat a lot at dinner.
Also, before you came here, did you have some expectations about France, some clichés you may have? About France and French people?
Yes, Mexican people think that you don't like to take showers.
It's true.
And we think that you have the most sexy language in the world.
All right, that's also true.
Then I changed my mind about showers.
So Miguel, did you get a scholarship to come to study in France?
Yes, I have one. Its name is Mexitech.
Okay, cool.
Did you travel a lot across Europe and what countries would you like to visit?
I already traveled for Europe and I was in England, Hungary, Austria, Switzerland and Germany. And I want to know Poland.
So Miguel, when will you go back to Mexico?
I will go back to Mexico in July. Yes.
Okay.
So the last question, not the last.
Yes. What do you think about French gastronomy?
French gastronomy. Okay. I love French gastronomy, but I have to say that I prefer Mexican gastronomy. I'm sorry, but galette saucisse, it's amazing.
All right.
Are there things about Mexico that you are missing here?
Not really, because technology makes the world a little world. I speak every day with my family in Facebook and in Skype, and no. I'm okay.
All right.
So to end this interview. Here in France, when we talk about Mexico, we often relate it with drug cartels. So what do you think about that? And is it really a dangerous city?
I think that in France, just come the bad news, never the good ones. Yes, Mexico had a really dangerous places, but it's not like that for all the country. I'm supposed to be Mexican, and I don't know any history in my family about that. So, yes.
It's quite safe.
Okay, yes. All
right.
What about you? Are you going abroad during your study?
Yes. Next year I will go to Mérida. It's in the southeast of Mexico.
But why Mexico?
Because I want to improve my level in Spanish, and also because I know some people who went there last year and they had a very great time. So I hope I will have a great time too.
Are you excited? Are you excited?
Yes, very much.
Okay.
Enora, go ahead.
For my part, I hope to go in fifth year. So I would like to improve my English and visit a place and a country I've never seen. So my wish is to go in Sweden in 2 years.
Elodie?
What about you?
What about you?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to go next year, but finally I think it would be in fifth year and I don't know where for the moment.
All right.
Okay.
And I, for one, I'd like also to go in the fifth year. I'd like to go to Canada because I already went there once and I just loved it. I loved the people there and their habits, the way they live simply. And so I'd like to go there for 6 months. And I also, I'd like to move on with an internship in Canada, so I'd like to spend 1 year in total in Canada. So I think that's it. It's a wrap. And thank you for listening. You were on Getaway Radio. Do you have a final words, Luis?
Good luck for your travel around the world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Leur petit-né et leur chameau. On a chanté les madrilènes qui vont aux arènes pour le torero. Prétend qu'elle est norvégienne, fille du Nord, on le sent chaud. Et bien que les américaines soient les souveraines du monde nouveau, on oublie tout dans le soleil de Mexico. Le seul désir qui vous entraîne, dès qu'on a quitté le bateau, c'est de goûter une semaine l'aventure mexicaine au soleil de Mexico. Mexico, Mexico. Chaque jour.